I needed the quiet, so he drew me aside into the shadows where we could confide, away from the bustle where all the day long I hurried and worried when active and strong. I needed the quiet, though at first I rebelled, but gently, so gently, my cross he upheld and whispered so sweetly of spiritual things, though weakened in body, my spirit took wings. To heights never dreamed when active and gay, he loved me so greatly, he drew me away. I needed the quiet, no prison my bed, but a beautiful valley of blessings instead, a place to go richer in Jesus to hide. I needed the quiet, so he drew me aside. That's a lady called Alice Hanch Mortensen. It's clear that we have so much to learn from those who've gone before, and indeed from those times when we're forced to stop by sickness or weakness of body or mind. It cannot be stressed enough that the way the world runs its life and the way we run our lives is meant to be completely different. We should be marked out by our rest and peace, our stability, generosity and transparency. Regrettably for most of us, the outsider wouldn't know that we belong to him, and sometimes for our own good, God calls us aside, just as is expressed in the poem. He doesn't cause the problem that puts us out of the race, but he allows it for our ultimate good. How much better if we just do as he says and stay, dwell and remain in the place he's put us, in Christ, the secret place, and stop resisting. Our task is simply to dwell, stay, rest, remain where we've been put, in the Beloved. Think about it for a little while. Now write down your responses. I leave you to think about your own situation this day.